better than a Giants game today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, it's National. God, they're bad. It's just pathetic. In the travel news, it's National Park Week, and we tell you about a new all-inclusive cruise ship where it's almost impossible to spend money on board.
Well, Mark's been on the road a lot recently with trips to Arizona, to Nevada, look for ghosts, probably looked at some. And then most recently in Hawaii at 3:15, we're going to ask Mark to tell us what he's learned on the road.
Oh, yes, absolutely. At 3:35, Gwen Duncan tells us about Disney's new plan to offer European river cruises as part of their product. Might be some special deals involved. Gwen will fill us in.
Ed Perkins is going to join us at 3:40 to talk about how people manage time when they travel and offers a unique way to determine your travel overhead while on vacation.
Travel overhead. Yep. I had never heard that before. Fascinating. And we have not one, but two great stories, because we forgot one last week, in our Save the Best for Last segment at 3:55.
Well, it's Sunday afternoon, folks. A hot one, too. At 3 o'clock now, it's time once again for, well, my wife's favorite radio program, at least, The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel Guys radio program brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano on my right, and Mark Hoffman is on my left. Nobody in between us, I might add.
You're on your right.
I am. Is that okay?
You're actually on my right.
Love your shirt, by the way.
On your right, yes.
2015 spring training.
Spring training, yes. The nice thing about being on the radio is you don't have to dress up.
Well,
I mean, if you're on TV, you got to have all that makeup and,
this
you know,
is true.
You
got to
look
this
the part and everything on radio, you know. People have told me several times through the years that, you know, you have the face for radio.
Well, they do require that we wear clothes. So
yeah, exactly.
We've got that covered.
And like those cruises we were talking about a couple weeks ago where people are taking off their clothes and going back to each other's cabins. But then again, how have you been, Mr. Romano?
I've been well. It's been a very good week. A lot of stuff going on in the travel news we can talk about.
How are things here at the radio station?
You know, couldn't be finer.
Good.
Except for, I understand, the KFBK broadcast console right through the glass there has been warming up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And as a result, it's a little some anomalies from time to time. I don't anticipate any of those will affect.
These could be caused by broadcast ghosts.
Yeah, they could be.
I'm thinking.
Speaking
of ghosts, KFBK radio.
Did you bring any of those ghosts back from Nevada with you?
Well, I guess you'll find out over the course of the next 60 minutes, probably, won't you?
All right.
We had a lot of fun doing that, and I have written a bunch of my notes from my travels over the last month, because the last time we did this, you said you thought it was very interesting, so I have written down what I've learned, and
great,
after the travel news, why we'll talk about some of the things that I figured out on the road.
And once again, you have to understand the Travel Guys radio show is designed to make you a smarter traveler.
You betcha.
And we do that by, taking the experiences of Mark Hoffman and bringing them to you. And we'll do that right after the break
at
3:15.
We occasionally even take the experiences of Tom Romano and bring them to you.
On occasion, yes.
On occasion, yes.
All right, let's get to it. As we always do, at the top of the Travel Guys radio show, we do the travel news. Mark, what do you got?
Well, what happened to our music? We don't have travel news music anymore?
You're not hearing the music in your headphones?
No, I'm not.
Wow. Hey, can you... It was there.
Was it really?
That's one of those gremlins.
Uh-huh.
It was playing, I swear to God.
Really?
Uh-huh. It was. And go.
All right. Okay. In the travel news, Alaska Airlines. You hear about this, Tom? The guy that locked himself. I'm sure everybody's heard about this by now. The guy, the ramp agent that took a nap and got in the plane. The plane took off.
Big news. he took a nap.
The aircraft was in the air for only 14 minutes. They heard a banging, you know, inside. Yeah, exactly.
Let me out.
Let me out.
Let me out. I've fallen asleep.
The guy took a nap. Why? I don't want to, it's not personal against this man, but the question comes to mind of, you know, why would you take even a short nap in the inside the cargo hold of an airplane? I mean, even A 5-minute nap strikes me as that wouldn't be a good idea.
Well, let's see if we can get him on the show.
I'm guessing he's no longer involved in the travel industry. That would be my guess. Listen, did you hear about there was a United Express flight that left from Kansas City, was flying to Denver. Now, that's about a little over an hour's length of flight. And there was bad weather in Denver, so they diverted to Colorado Springs. Okay, so here's this United Express plane, goes to Colorado Springs, first it doesn't go to a gate, but finally it gets to a gate. They tell the people that if they get off because by rule, remember, you can't leave people sitting on a tarmac or you can get a really big fine. So they pull up to a gate and they tell the people in order to keep them on the airplane, they tell them, if you get off the plane, you have terminated your flight. Because this is, if you get off the plane in Colorado Springs where we have landed, you are basically saying, okay, that's it. That's the end of my travel.
Mm-hmm.
So these people didn't get off the plane for 6 hours. The restroom overflowed. They ran out of food. They didn't bring food on the plane. Really bad situation. They finally got them off the plane and told them that they couldn't rebook them in Colorado Springs. They would have to take a bus to Denver, hour and 45-minute trip to the Denver airport, in order to be booked to continue their travels at that point.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, can you imagine what kind of an airline executive idiot was sitting somewhere and made those decisions? I mean, I'm hoping it was an executive idiot, because if it was a frontline idiot, we're in more trouble than I thought we were. 6 hours they made the people sit on the airplane. 6 hours.
Keep an eye on that one.
Maybe there the will people be, from United Express will call us, like the guy from Spirit. You
there
know,
there will and, be an arrest of the rest of the story on that.
There might be a rest of the story on that one. All right, here's something a little more positive. If you dislike nickeling and diming, we talk about this all the time about how many travel agencies have travel entities, not travel agencies, have resulted to nickeling and diming travelers. Resort fees, all of these add-on things, and paying money for your seat on airplanes and all that stuff. Viking River Cruises in Europe, mm-hmm. they have been cruising on the rivers of Europe for some years. They have decided to expand onto the ocean. So Viking Cruise Lines has launched their first ocean-going ship. It set sail on its maiden voyage this week. It's not as big as most of the other new cruise ships, only holds about 1,300 passengers. The unique thing is that everything on board is included. Oh, my goodness.
Everything?
Almost everything.
Almost
beer and wine is included at dinner.
Really?
Shore excursions. A shore excursion is included at each port of call. There are, if you want, you can buy alcoholic drinks in the bar. Or if you do more than just exercise in the gym, if you want a massage or something like that, then you have to pay for it. But other than that, you're not nickel and dime. Once you've paid, what an incredible concept, just like it used to be on cruise ship. Viking Cruise Lines, it's called the Viking Star. So their first cruise was this week. So we'll watch for some reviews and report back to you. Perhaps it's a new trend in the industry to give people exactly what they paid for. But you'll never know. Christopher Elliott this week in USA Today, our buddy wrote an article. His column this week was First Class is Dying. Here's why all flyers should care. It was a very interesting because, you know, Chris is usually not real big on that front part of the plane. Well, he says that the service in first class has been so downgraded over the years, which is absolutely true. Basically, you're just getting a little extra room, and sometimes you get a meal, which sometimes is edible and sometimes isn't, in first class. And that people are basically that the fact that first class is being so downgraded is bad news for people in the back of the plane, because the more that first class is downgraded, the more their experience in the back of the plane.
Really? The worse it's going to get for me in the back?
And that's my question is how, and you could downgrade it in what way? I mean, unless you just made us sit on top of each other. And threw bird seed out while during the
There's
flight.
A visual.
All right, it's National Park Week. If you went to one of 128 national parks this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, that charge a fee,
right.
You didn't pay anything to get in. Probably should have. That's a news story we probably should have had
we
last
We should
week.
Have had it. Yeah, they have that every year.
Yes, they do. It's National Park Week through the rest of this week, so all kinds of special things going on in national parks. If you've never driven up to Yosemite and you've thought to yourself, you know, someday I'm going to go up to Yosemite Park, well, you will have to pay to get in, but there are special naturalist programs and all kinds of fun things going on. The National Park Service turns 100 next year.
No, happy birthday.
So they will be doing some very special things. Dare I say sports leisure vacations. We'll probably tap into that, and that is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys on KFBK, and as I mentioned at the top of the program, Mark has been to Arizona. He's been to Nevada. He's been to Hawaii, And in about 3 minutes, we're going to find out what Mark has learned on the road.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road.
We're on the road again, Mark.
We are.
I can't wait to get on the road.
We are actually sitting in the studio.
Oh, that's right.
I am. I can't tell you how happy I am to be in Sacramento for a few days. I have just been to a lot of for a guy who doesn't fly over large oceans, I seem to make it around this country of ours quite a bit.
For those who just tuned in for the first time, you're listening to the Travel Guys radio show, hosted by Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations and Tom Romano from Not Sports Leisure Vacations.
From KFBK Radio.
And anyway, so Mark travels a whole bunch with his tour company. And in fact, Mark, have you figured the average for this year? What are you going to be on the road about?
Oh, 265 days? Well, no, last year was about 240 days. But I will tell you, yesterday was a real landmark for me, actually, because we had our tour preview day at KVIE Studios for Sports Leisure Vacations. And that was kind of a marker for me, because for about 5 months, I have just been running like crazy. And so now I have 10 days at home now. And then my travel is like 2 times a month instead of 3.5 times a month for the next several months. And I'm really kind of looking forward to that, because people ask, do you ever get tired of traveling? And the reality is that sometimes it just living out of a suitcase does sometimes catch up with you, because there's things that you can only do when you're at home. And then you can't do those things. And when you're home, you're trying to get a haircut and take the laundry in and get the car fixed and all those things in like 24 hours.
Now, you're gone long stints at a time. And, and if last time I checked, I think you live alone.
I do.
Which means that every time you get ready to go on a long excursion, you have to take an assessment of what's in your refrigerator.
That's very true.
What the condition of it might be when you return in two weeks.
That's absolutely true. I have to, for the last couple of months, almost nothing has been left in my refrigerator that has any short shelf life at all. You're right. You have to, you come home for 2 days and you have to figure out every single meal and what you're going to eat and what you buy at the grocery store, because you're leaving, and anything that you leave that has a use by date on it is going to be... Yeah, there's some watermelon that I didn't eat when I was here the last time, and then I went to Hawaii and Carson Valley on my last road trip for about 9 days, and by the time I got home, of course, it was not edible anymore. So,
well, I have a friend who has a pet chimpanzee who would volunteer to just like live in your place while you're gone.
my house is reasonably clean, except the front living room of my apartment looks like a loading dock, because it's always, you know, some days when you only come home for 2 days, you unload the suitcase and you reload it. Well, the stuff you unloaded, unless they were dirty clothes, are still sitting there. And so I've got, you know, like 9 trips stuff. And literally one of the things I'm going to do is go home this evening is just start going through it all. It'll take several days to restore order, but ultimately we will have it.
We have learned what a travel guy does for planning on traveling and
the
all
laundry,
of that.
Yeah.
Now we're going to find out what Mark has learned that he can share with us on the road.
What
over
I learned
the last...
on the road. I learned that if you're going to Las Vegas, do anything you can to avoid the front desk at a hotel. Automatic check-in, automatic check-out, take an extra key when you check in, anything to avoid it, because the lines are long almost all the time at almost every casino at the front desk. If you're thinking about going down to the front desk to do something, pick up the telephone instead, because literally, and it's amazing to me that all of these casinos with these, I guess the big spenders probably don't wait in that line. The sign that I'm waiting in that line because I'm not one of those people. If you're taking a cab to the Strip in Las Vegas, ask the driver to take the back way out of the airport, because surface streets, that you want to go the surface streets as opposed to the freeway, it's longer. The freeway is generally faster, but it's longer. And it'll add about $4, $5, $6 to your trip, depending on exactly where you're going. So, you know, just tell the cab driver. There will be a slight frown on his face when you tell him this, but just tell him that you'd like to go out the back way and take the surface streets if you're going to the Strip. Good thing to know.
Well, you get to see cooler stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, you get to see restaurants and things instead of what you can see from the freeway. I can tell you the buffet at the South Point Resort at the end of the Strip, you know, off the end, past the airport, is horrible, but the accommodations are a very good value. I learned that abnormal things happen to normal people in the Nevada desert. They probably happen other places too, but in the Nevada desert, abnormal things happen to normal people.
Okay.
They don't attribute them to ghosts, but they can't explain them, so they're just abnormal things that happen. I was reminded that if you're going to spring training baseball games in Arizona, the most important thing to know is to get seats in the shade. It's more important than the hotel you stay in. It's more important than the airline you fly on. It's more important than choosing a rental car or where you eat. Seats in the shade. The most important thing to remember when you go to spring training.
Is that right before or right after a hat?
It's before. Because if you are in the sun, the hat is not going to help you. I mean, it really and literally is not going to help you.
Okay.
And if you travel with Sports Leisure Vacations, yes, we thought of that. Seats in the shade, that is. I learned that there's a man who used to work at McDonald's out in the middle of the Nevada desert who's trying to buy a Nevada ghost town one piece of property at a time, and people are suspicious of him, and they've stopped selling to him.
Really?
It's called Gold Point. It's in the middle of pickin' nowhere. It's a dusty, wide spot in the road, and these people think that he knows something and that there must be gold there somewhere, and they now refuse to sell. For the last 16 years, he hasn't been able to buy a single piece of property. I learned that one of the most popular spots for locals on the island of Maui is undoubtedly the only Krispy Kreme donut franchise in the islands, and it's right next to the Kahului Airport. And so sports teams, travelers from island to island, these are local people. Now, remember, because people who fly out in the middle of the ocean, they have a Krispy Kreme back home. But people who live in Honolulu, there is no Krispy Kreme in Honolulu. So when you go to Maui, you load them up, then you bring them back, and you've got the great treat for everybody in the office, all your friends and relatives. You've got Krispy Kremes. If you know people who like Krispy Kremes, you know how important this is. I think they're just a huge mound of sugar, but nonetheless, I eat one from time to time and had one last week in Kahului. Actually had two. I learned that in my opinion, luaus are the worst possible value of anything you can buy in the island and probably some of the poorest entertainment at the highest prices. Can you say T-U-R-S, T-U, wait a minute, T-O-U-R-I-S-T, tourist. That's what you find at luaus. I learned that for 2/3 of the price of a luau, you can enjoy a slack key guitar concert and a wonderful sunset dinner or the wonderful local show Ulalena in downtown Lahaina, along with a 3-course dinner overlooking the ocean as the sun sets, and the price of the dinner and the show will be $20 to $30 less than a luau, and you'll be happier. That's what I learned. I learned that tourists, on a very limited basis, can now visit the former leper colony at Kauapapa on the island of Molokai without taking that killer mule ride all the way down those cliffs. Yeah, you did that.
I did that a lot of years ago.
There's
really
an airport in Kauapapa now, and once a day, a 9-passenger commercial airplane flies in there, and there are flights from the Molokai Airport topside down to Kauapapa all day long. Next year, Sports Leisure travelers are going to Kauapapa.
Awesome.
The National Park Service it's a national park, and they take 150 people a day.
Yeah, the mule thing was fun.
Well, yeah, but I'm not.
I almost died.
Yeah, that would be my point. I was reminded that folks in rural Nevada tourism are really, really, really nice people. And they have some really great off-the-beaten-track experiences to share with you. I went and spoke at the Rural Roundup for Nevada Tourism, which would be everybody except Reno and Las Vegas, basically, and the suburbs of those towns, last week. And I was reminded that great places like Austin and Ely and Elko and Tonopah and Eureka and Goldfield and Pahrump. Pahrump, isn't that a great name for a town?
Pahrump. You know who's from Pahrump?
Who?
Art Bell.
Art Bell. That's right. Out in the Nevada desert. I've learned that folks from those places are really nice people. They have some strange political views, but they're nice people. They deal with ghosts on a lot of occasions, and they really have it. In rural Nevada, which is a day's drive from Sacramento, there really are some very interesting places to vacation. And finally, I remembered why I love what I do and how lucky I am. In 1 month, I got to see baseball in the Cactus League. I got to go in search of ghosts in the desert, and I got to make dreams come true for people on the island of Maui in Hawaii. So that's not too bad for 1 month. So that's just some of the things that I learned while I was out there on the road.
The words of Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Always got some stuff to make us all appreciate travel. And Mark, that was great stuff.
I started with the Las Vegas thing, the whole front desk thing, that really is true. I haven't been in a casino hotel in Vegas in the last 10 years where there weren't 35 people waiting to check in or check out. And to me, that's just amazing because the casinos know to the minute how much money people spend when they're gambling and how much they're worth to the casino when they're in the building. So the fact that they're letting all those people stand there for all that time and do nothing except play on their phone. I mean, you would think they'd be giving them a key. They'd have a Keno runner or something there.
You would. You know, in fact, you're talking about one of the things that Ed's going to discuss and talk about with us coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour. And basically, it has to do with travel overhead.
It's full disclosure. We taped this interview with Ed last week for a column that he did for Smarter Travel. And I've never, ever heard anybody break this down before, but it's really fascinating because it's true. If you go on vacation and you go for 4 days and you have, you know, 35 waking hours that you can do things and it costs you $1,000 to go on vacation, then it's roughly $30 an hour for each waking hour. So if you start to think about, you know, we were talking before we went on the air about the early entry at Disney or at some of the theme parks. You know, they hit you for an extra. What? How much is that? 10, 20 bucks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not that much.
But if you can get in an hour or two early than the rest of the people and you can do and see all these things, it no longer is a ripoff. It's an extremely good use of your time.
And actually, in some cases, it's nothing if you buy a certain package. They just add it to that price of a four-day park hopper.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then you can take advantage of that.
Yeah. Well, what's that thing you got out of the newspaper there?
Oh, I brought this in. I think I showed you this before we came in.
Yeah.
It was in the business section of the B. Vacation season is coming up. Don't get burned. And I bet you everybody that's listening to this radio show has gotten one of these offers of a 90-minute seminar to, in this particular case,
Paradise Travel Club, I'll bet
you. Right, Paradise World Vacation. You spend $4,000, as these folks did, to join, and you're supposed to get a luxurious European cruise.
Uh-huh.
That's provided you can actually get a hold of them to actually make any arrangements to go anywhere.
It sounds like a version of the old condo or the free, you know, the free 3-day, 2-night thing, vacation. You've won. Folks.
Buyer beware.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that you really get out of all of this is that if it sounds too good to be true,
yep.
If it's vague in its assembly, the uh-huh. offer isn't real clear as to where you're going to go and what you're going to get, then beware.
Yeah, it really is. It's if a travel club is asking you for more than $10 or $20 to join, more than just a minimal sort of fee for administrative and costs and stuff, then and they're promising you a lot of discounts, the best thing to do is there's nothing to see here. Move along, folks, because, I mean, more people have lost more money in those kind of things over the years than anything you can imagine.
I understand Gwen Duncan's going to join us after the news. Which are we going to talk about?
She has got to the Disney folks are getting into the river cruise business in Europe, which is big business for a lot of travelers. A lot of folks love those cruises. She's going to be here to talk about that. And then Ed Perkins with that interview about travel overhead. Big half hour of the Travel Guys coming up next right here on KFBK.
If you ever plan to motor west,
welcome back. We are the Travel Guys. About 3:35 in Sacramento.
Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
Well,
I'm Tom Romano,
that,
and he's Mark Hoffman.
I am.
And who
indeed
do we have waiting on the line?
Well, we have Gwen Duncan. But before we go to Gwen Duncan, we should remind people that everything that you hear about on the Travel Guys radio show today is posted on our website at travelguysradio.com. It's all one word, no spaces. And you can go there and you can find links. Like when we have a guest, you can find a link to the article they're referring to, or like Gwen is going to talk to us about something here in a moment about river cruises, and you can find information about that. You can also find all of the previous programs in case you missed one, and all kinds of interesting things. Sometimes some things are not, we don't have room for everything on the program.
You weren't able to put up that great thing you just spent 6 minutes with me doing on everything you've learned on the road.
Well, no, I didn't. I just wrote that stuff down.
You need
down
to do that.
All right, I'll do that.
If you have time.
God, you nag me. We're
I know, they can go to the podcast and listen to it over and over, right?
They can. Hey, Gwen, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am on a mobile. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Are you, like, floating down a river somewhere or skydiving or no?
Actually, I was wine tasting.
Are you?
Nice. I'm a big wine taster fan. Where are you wine tasting?
Just left Too Good.
Oh, one of my favorite places. Did you see Meet Paul while you were there?
I follow everybody.
I'm name dropping. Paul Toogood is the proprietor, and it's a wonderful, wonderful wine, a wonderful place.
Well, why don't you guys
His autograph.
Will you guys just go on with your conversation here? I hate to interrupt and get the deal of the week. I mean, you know, that just seems like it would be wrong. Gwen, I'm glad you're out enjoying your weekend.
I made a gesture at Mark.
Yes, Gwen. Tom just made a gesture towards me. And so I think that was in support of you. Anyways, Gwen, tell us about the Disney folks are getting into the European river cruise business here, and they made a big announcement last week, and you said you thought that would be good news for us to share with people, and I agree it is. River cruises in Europe are really popular. Disney is choosing to work with AMA Waterways, which is one of the best lines in Europe. Tell us a little bit about what they're offering.
Tell you, AMA has just done a purpose-built for families a vessel called the AMA Viola, only 170 passengers. And they've designed the cabins for connecting cabins. They've got six sets of connecting cabins and then family suites. And it was interesting. They're chartering the ships for six different weeks during this summer of 2016. Actually, five trips, and then one of them is a holiday one at Christmas time. They're going to do the Christmas markets. The first week is going to be July 14th to 21st, the 7th to the 14th, and that one's for Disney Club vacation owners only. So I should mention that. But I checked about pricing, and do you know that they're family suites are sold out for the entire summer of 2016 in less than a week.
Wow.
And the prices per person for the family suites was running $6,049 per person.
Goodness gracious. So it's not it's not an inexpensive vacation, but apparently Disney has hit on something. So what you're saying is there really aren't special prices available here because this is a new product and it's so hot that they don't have to have special prices.
And they're going to have eight ambassadors on every one of their sailings, and they're going to have Disney experiences. Like the Christmas one's going to be going into listen to the Vienna Boys Choir, and they're going to have everything is included: the wine, gratuity, and everything, and beer for the parents, for the adults. But they're going to be having some real special excursions offered to the families. But they're going into Austria, Germany, Slovakia, and Hungary.
Now, Gwen, are there any discounts at all available for this new product?
No. In fact, I'm glad you asked. I asked and there are no senior, teacher, military, or firefighter discounts. So I was a little surprised for that. And they're limited. No one under 4 years old can go. And they are offering those in pre and post, but I don't want to sound so negative because the pricing is going to be is all inclusive for and grandparents. I could see grandparents really wanting to do
well. And these are not their pricing. Their lowest category starts at about $4,500 double occupancy without air. So you're looking at and airfares to Europe are in the summertime are $1,500 to $2,000. So you're looking at about a $6,000 to $7,000 vacation, which is about what a European vacation for 10 days or so is running. The good thing about this is that it would be somewhat all inclusive. I guess Tom was just joking. This is the no deal of the week because we're letting you know it's available and telling you that if you don't act really quickly, it probably won't be there. But I'm guessing that the huge response means that Disney will probably offer this on a season-long basis next year and charter an entire ship, or maybe they'll go out and have a ship built for them. This is kind of interesting, though, that AMA Waterways, you mentioned it at the beginning of your report there, Gwen, that this is a 170-passenger vessel is just for this. It's specifically built for families.
Yes, it is. And it's going to be a really good stretch for the riverboat industry to offer a family product.
Yeah, there's no...
Because, usually for mature people.
No question about that. Tell folks where they can find out about this product if they would like to have you set something up for them.
Oh, okay. Well, they can go into gocytravel.com for sure.
Okay.
This product has to be purchased from Disney Adventures by Disney for the Disney product. But you can do that. Go on this ship and do some interesting itineraries for less if you're not into the Disney themes. But this Disney opportunity, I think, is going to be really interesting, and it's appealing to a lot of people right now.
All right. Thank you, Gwen. Gwen Duncan with Disney River European River Cruises, a neat idea, probably something that has been a long time coming. This has been a really popular product for a few years. So thank you, Gwen. We will talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Okay, say bye to Tom.
Thank you, Gwen. Go enjoy your too good.
How sweet of Gwen. She knew you were sitting
there.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, it seems like about the time you think Disney has done it all, they decide to do something you would least expect.
Well, this is a hole that probably has existed for a while. So river cruises have been extremely popular with mature travelers for the last 4 or 5 years. So, and families take European vacations. This is all inclusive. You don't have to pack and unpack. Different city every day. It is absolutely made for families. So this is going to be a huge market for these guys, and it's going to be, it'll explode. We have Ed Perkins standing by to talk with us.
Luis, let's just go ahead and take an early break, and then we'll do Ed on the backside, okay? We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Ed Perkins coming up next. Don't miss this. Welcome. You're tuned to the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman to my left. I'm Tom Romano. And on the line, one of our favorite consumer reporters, Ed Perkins. Ed, welcome back to the Travel Guys.
Oh, it's always nice to talk to you guys.
Ed, last week you wrote a column on smartertravel.com, by the way, a website that we strongly recommend, especially for the amateur traveler, for the leisure traveler. Great place to pick up really good information. And it's smartertravel.com, and we talk here a lot about making you a smarter traveler. And you, on that website, you will be a smarter traveler if you're around there very long. Ed writes for Smarter Travel, and last week Ed wrote a column called The Hidden Travel Costs You Should Never Ignore. And Ed, you talked about how travel costs people. I thought it was very interesting. I'll allow you to explain.
Okay. I call it travel overhead. And that is simply the cost per hour of just being in a destination away from home. And I use a couple of examples there, but you have your airfare and you have your hotel costs. You will spend more per day on food than you would at home. And without even talking about any admissions to attractions or museums or anything like that, just being in a city away from home costs you money. I figured out two different trips, one for a couple people going to from Little Rock to New York for 4 days, and another for two people from Chicago for a week in London. And in both cases, it turned out about the same, that just being in New York or London cost you almost $30 an hour per person. And for a couple, obviously, $60 an hour.
Does that include sleeping hours as well?
Well, no, this is okay. The point. No, these are useful sightseeing or activity hours.
$30 an hour. There you go.
And so the point being that a lot of times you are faced with a choice of do you spend more money or do you do something that takes more time? And I'm not advocating or suggesting that people always do everything the expensive way. Don't always take a taxi when you can ride a subway. But if the subway is going to take you an hour and the taxi is going to take you 15 minutes, remember that you're spending $30 an hour just being there wherever you are.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that fascinating, Tom? Read this article that Ed had written, I never, ever thought of travel that way. I think of it on a daily basis. You know, somebody buys a 5-day tour from Sports Leisure Vacations and it costs $2,000. It's $400 a day. I can translate that. But breaking it down into hours, I think, really helps people make decisions when they're out traveling. I mean, think about it, Tom, the example he just gave. If it's cost you $30 an hour to be there and you can save 45 minutes, that's $22 you've saved.
Well, I've put that into my vacation plans on more than one occasion when you're going to theme parks where you have to pay an admission fee and you're going to drive 12 hours or whatever to get there you could have spent a little extra, fly down to wherever it is in an hour and a half or two, get your tickets and spend an extra 12 hours at your destination doing things.
savings, as Ed said, at $30 an hour versus that extra long trip. So, you know, I haven't ever done the math, but I'm aware of that, particularly when it comes to places where there is an admission and you do want to spend as much time at that destination enjoying what you're paying for.
Yes, and another corollary to that one is that if you're in a destination that offers an extra cost bypass the lines option, that's often a good idea if the option is spending, during the course of an 8-hour day, spending 4 of those hours waiting in line.
Using Ed's theory, if you're standing in line, you are wasting money. And I don't think it's just a theory. I think what you've pointed out here, Ed, is this is the cost of travel.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a cost of wasting time when you're traveling. And the cost of wasting time when you're traveling is actually quite expensive.
Yes, it is, particularly when you're talking about someplace where you had to buy an airline ticket, or either individually or as a package. And it adds up to more than you would think is the point of this column. And just to remind travelers that there is that kind of a cost trade-off, cost versus time trade-off, that they sometimes need to make when they're making a decision.
And I think that people do that on a regular basis in their everyday lives. I mean, people think about the time that it takes to do X, Y, Z and how time these days is really more valuable than money. And I think that's really what you're pointing out here, Ed, is that time is really more valuable than money. And even when you're on vacation, and it shouldn't be, you might not be thinking about time as money, that really and truly time is money, maybe more on vacation than when you're sitting at home in the lounge chair at night watching the old reruns on TV. Ed, before we let you go, I'd love to shift gears for a minute. Last week on the program, we talked with a spokesperson from Spirit Airlines who was kind of trying to defend the business model that Spirit and now Frontier Airlines have developed, this whole thing of, wow, it's a great fare when we start with, but by the time you put clothes on the pig, why, it's in lipstick, it's a little different. I wanted to ask you your thoughts about these unbundled airlines and the way that they're trying to make the public think that their product is a little less expensive.
The first point to be made is that everybody's doing it. It's not just Spirit and Frontier. It's sort of a different degree. But even the big guys, American, United, Delta, they charge extra for a check bag. They charge extra for a lot of stuff. Spirit just and Frontier are just splitting it a little finer. And the reason, as you indicate, is the overpowering importance to them of looking like the lowest fare when you pull up an internet fare comparison on Expedia or Kayak or one of those systems that compares everybody. And being at the top of that list of being the cheapest is very important. So that's what they're doing.
Can the traveling public be that, I don't want to use that word, can the traveling public be that uneducated?
Yes, in a word. Part of it is psychological. They see that at the top. But, yeah, and as I say, the big airlines are moving more and more in that direction, and I think you're going to see it continue.
So the guy at Spirit Airlines, Ed, says, my planes are full. People love us because, and the reason that we know they love us is because our planes are full. How do you dispute that?
You don't. They're right. Their planes are full. It's the same reason that Ryanair, which sort of invented that business model, is the largest domestic internal airline in Europe. And I think EasyJet, which also does the same thing, is number two. People like cheap. And to the extent that, at least on some trips, they can take the trip without having to check a bag, without having an advanced seat assignment, without having an early boarding, and all that other stuff, they will fly for less on a Spirit than they would on most other airlines. But the other side of that one is not only are Spirit's flights full, but Spirit's making money. And so, obviously, it works for them. I think, clearly, some customers are obviously, in that case, some customers are being scammed. Some customers are paying more on Spirit than they would on American or Delta. But look, it's an open market. People can choose what they want. I'm not trying to defend Spirit, and I've never flown them, and if I'm lucky, that'll continue. But,
I think that says it all, Tom, right there. There's a consumer advocate who is saying, I've never flown them, and with any luck, Ed, I really do appreciate your comments. I agree with you. It appears as though, for right now at least, those of us who know better need to keep telling people, and those who don't will fall into the trap. And I guess that's just there's some kind of law about all of that, you know, way that's supposed to work. Ed Perkins from Smarter.
I think P.T. Barnum wrote that law.
Oh, that one, huh?
Ed Perkins from SmarterTravel.com, where you can find him there. Thank you again for your time, buddy, and for being a friend of the Travel Guys.
Oh, it's always nice talking with you folks.
I think Ed is. It always helps if you turn your microphone on. I think Ed is really the most knowledgeable guy. I mean, I really like Christopher Elliott, and he's on the top of his game right now. He's riding the wave. But Ed has been doing this forever, and he knows how these people think. And for him to do this story about travel overhead, I just think people do this all the time when they're traveling, when they're in business, in life, and they budget their time and stuff. Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Hopefully that story and the way you think about your time when you travel is going to be different from here on out.
I hope so. I hope so. Hey, listen, we had last week we promised, we have this little segment at the end of the program where we say we save the best for last. And last week we talked about something, and then we got to the end of the program and we didn't talk about it.
Nice going.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're in Hawaii.
Nice job, buddy. I was sitting there. It was right in front of me. Anyway, this gentleman was, he was flying to Lubbock, Texas via Houston, and he had a very tight connection, only 40 minutes, and it was the last flight of the day. He was coming from San Francisco, and he was flying to Lubbock because his mother was dying. And literally, she was in her last hours, and he wanted to get there. He got on the plane in San Francisco, and they got away late, and he was talking to the flight attendants about how, you know, he wasn't sure if he was going to make it or not and why he was going there. And the flight attendant shared this information with the pilot, who shared it with the people on the ground. And despite the fact that the plane didn't make it to Houston in time for him to make his connection, the plane waited for him and took him on to Lubbock, and he was able to say goodbye to his mother, and she passed at 6 a.m. in the morning before any other flight would have landed in Texas. So I just thought that that was pretty cool, that the airline was made aware of that situation. You could say, well, they inconvenienced, you know, 70 people and made them wait for that guy. But, you know, if I'd have been on the plane, I would have gladly waited.
I'm sure that everybody else would have, too.
So anyway, that was Save the Best for Last from last week. And here we have for this week. This one is not quite as much of a tearjerker as that one. This is about a passenger who was removed from the airplane for poking their seatmate with a pen. Lady gets on a South. These two guys are on a Southwest flight. Lady's sitting in the aisle seat. The guy is, he's not a huge man, but he's apparently his arm is, you know, kind of a little bit in her area. So she takes her pen and she doesn't, you know, with the point extracted, but with it out, she starts poking the man. There, look at here. See, there's pictures of the pen marks. See on his arm.
Oh,
there?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right there
you go.
And so the guy is. She pokes the guy with the pen until finally he wakes up and the plane hasn't left yet. He was kind of, you know, snoozing in the beginning there. She said it was because he was snoring, but his friend said he wasn't snoring. They took the lady off the plane, and actually they took all three of them off the plane and then let the two guys back on, and the lady didn't get to go because she was poking. So I'm just going to tell you, if you're thinking of poking the person next to you with a pen, then you really shouldn't do it. And we also need to have a winner here from our tour preview day yesterday, Sports Leisure Vacations. We had over 300 people at the KVIE studios, and we have pulled the name of one lucky person. And the winner of what will be a $200 travel card this week is Carol Krolak. Carol Krolak, one of our longtime travelers who was at the meeting yesterday. So, Carol, if you are listening to the radio or one of your friends calls you and tells you they heard your name, you have until Tuesday afternoon to call our office and win a $200 travel card. We had a really good day yesterday. Thanks to the folks at KVIE for allowing us to use their studios. And we had a really good preview day. Rolled out all of our holiday trips for next year and a lot of fun. A lot of good folks.
Awesome. I want to thank all of them that have now become Travel Guys radio listeners as a result of Mark bringing up the radio show.
It was amazing yesterday. Almost all the folks in the room said that they had listened to the show at least once.
Well, that wraps it up. Another Travel Guys radio show. We'll be back next Sunday at 3 o'clock to help make you a smarter traveler. Mark, you have a great week.
Thank you, Thomas.